Welcome to the SMW Central Podcast. I'm your host, FP Zero, and I have a few co-hosts with me.
I'm Impetus.
And who's second?
We should have drawn straws. I'm Ivy.
And I'm Dan.
And, we are making a podcast for the site now, because that's a great idea, you know. That's something we haven't tried before.
We can all feel a little bit more important.
Yep. Just gotta keep you all updated on all of the site's news and trivia.
Yeah. We'll be as important as the PR people actually are.
Exactly.
Because the Twitter and the Facebook and all the other news updates are enough.
Yeah.
But you can think of this as the successor to the SMWC news show that you still on YouTube and
that one that I started years and years ago. I have a habit of starting things and then not like ever doing anything else with them. So we'll see if this podcast makes it out the door.
You got three other people to back you up on this one.
It's true.
Drag you for a tooth and claw.
Tooth and nail. Yeah. We'll see if this one actually survives.
Maybe.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Maybe they have claws. Don't be speciesist. Don't be humanocentric.
Anybody with, like, giant fingernails or whatever it is. Like, Guinness World Record people
with giant...
The site
has furries. Don't be mean.
I'm not saying that. Anyway. So, yeah, the point of the podcast is basically to just... We're going to talk about some site news. Just kind of go over what's happened in the last few weeks and what's upcoming. And then we'll have some main segments, which are, well, they'll vary in topic depending on what's going on in the week, but they're generally going to be ROM hacking focused, site focused, or something like that. The music that you heard at the start, we are going to cycle through just a variety of music tracks, not necessarily stuff that has been featured on the YouTube channel before, but just other tracks in the music section to just, you know, do some more promotion of music. I think it's a good idea to do that. Specifically, this the song that you heard was Ganso Pachinko O by TCDW. I guess it's a rip with a name like that.
Sure seems it's such. It would have been nice to have listened to the track beforehand, but hey.
You're ruining the illusion.
For all I know, it could be the worst report I've ever heard.
I trust in everyone's decisions, and I trust in the community to make beautiful tracks, unlike a couple years ago, but yeah.
It was Idol's suggestion. If it's bad, you can yell at her.
Exactly.
I mean, yell at her anyway, but you can yell at her.
I always yell at her.
I don't want to yell at her. She might pee on me.
Yeah, well... Defense mechanism.
She's a vengeful god.
So we decided when we made the podcast, this is actually the whole reason I even came on the staff team. It was kind of like, oh, he's back. Hooray.
What's he going to do now?
Yeah. Like, why is he here? Why is he in PR? It's basically, I was like, hey, I want to help out the site again. Can I figure out a way to get back on the team? Well, I could try this, and it worked, so there you go.
Some might say ulterior motive. I call it a productive use of our time and a good growth for the entire community, so there you have it.
Yeah.
I was paid to cover for him, so
We'll talk less about my manipulative manners, but...
I mean, I kind of wanted to do, like, a podcast thing anyway, so it was pretty good for you to turn up right then.
We all had that little inkling growing in us, so...
It's kind of surprising we hadn't done something like this before.
Yep.
I don't remember anything even attempted like this. The news was the closest it got.
I don't think we had anyone enthusiastic enough to actually try and do it.
Not to mention, back in like 2008 when the YouTube channel started, nobody had good mics. Nowadays, good mics are...
Nobody would even think about doing something like it.
I still don't have a good mic.
Well...
So. Got a little bit of a nostalgia of it there.
They're 10 pence a dozen.
Mediocre mic ASMR provided for you by Impetus.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so we're going to see how this podcast goes. Hopefully it turns out okay and we're not complete shit. And if it is, then you'll never see the light of day.
Apparently, cussing is slightly allowed here, so... You know, if you're used to the contents on the YouTube channel being family friendly, not
who said that
necessarily the case.
But it's fine, because even if the podcast is cancelled, I still have the free Yen show.
It's indicative of the site experience, I think.
Now, if you go on the Discord, you'll see people throw in these cuss words everywhere, so...
Yeah, but it's different there.
It's a different environment. Well, you could say that. That's one way to describe it.
I imagine the only people that are going to be listening to this are probably the people in the Discord and the most hardcore of the YouTube channel followers. So,
oh, goody.
Whatever.
40 minutes from Super Mario World Central.
Oh, yes, perfect. Exactly what I needed in my day.
12-year-olds still watch PewDiePie, and PewDiePie podcasts a lot. So.
That's true. Dude, Game Grumps has a freaking podcast, so anything is possible.
Yeah. So we won't concern ourselves too much about it.
Yeah, we're not gonna, we should loosen up, probably.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's the point of the podcast. So let's move on to some site news. We're going to actually start off with...
Hey everyone, this is FP0, and I'm coming to you from a post-production setting right now. I'm actually finishing up the editing for the podcast, and the reason I'm doing this little bit of recording is because, as it turns out, our site news segment was almost entirely obsoleted by the events of this week, where like three or four of the topics we covered were... Yeah, they were obsoleted by the time this podcast comes out. We spoke about Moran's resignation, but at the time we did not have a replacement administrator for him. An administrator has since been chosen. Hinalite is now admin on the site. We also spoke about VLDCX progress, and nothing really has changed there. That's like the only one that didn't really... have any big changes in it. So VLDCX is still going along. Three of the five judges are finished. The other two are over the halfway point, closer to finished than the halfway. So they will be, you know, we anticipate them to finish up soon. But we still don't have an exact date on that one or anything like that. Then OLDC, at the time OLDC was finishing up, by the time this podcast goes out, OLDC has actually been posted. You can check out the winners on the site. The results are up in the contests and events forum. And yeah, so you can go and see if you won, if you haven't gone and checked already. And yeah, all of our judging commentary is available for you to view and get an idea for, you know, what was good, what was bad about your level, general feedback. The graphics and related topics subforum also opened up lately, and it's just a place for you to go to have get feedback on your graphical designs or anything like that. You can do graphics, you can do palette design. Just it's a place for you to go, especially if you're trying to learn graphics. It's a place for you to go and get feedback from everybody just about how your graphics look, because a lot of that goes on in Discord. In the show-off channel, but having a place for it on the board is not bad either. So yeah, go check it out if you need help there, or if you want to help some other people out. That's a new sub-forum that we have under Hack Discussion. And the final piece of news is the Pokemon Showdown tourney that's going on. We announced it in our site news, but at the time it hadn't started. It has now. The format is Little Cup. Ivy is going to be running it. So you can check out that contest as well. I'm not exactly sure what subform it's in, but it was announced in the news, and you can also, you know, you can talk to Ivy about it if you need to and get the rules and stuff like that from him. But so that's the news we covered, and almost all of it was as I said, obsoleted by the events of the week. So this little re-record is just here to make it not sound like we're completely out of touch or something like that. So yeah, and with this, we will now return to the regular podcast and go straight into our main segment.
But yeah, so that's all the site news that we have right now. And so we're going to turn on to the main segment right now. And basically, since this is the first episode, I think it's a good idea for us to just kind of go one by one and and just sort of briefly like introduce ourselves, because while we might be known around the site, people still probably don't know us in a lot of cases. So I don't want to like go like super deep, but I do want to talk about like how we started with ROM hacking, how we found the site and stuff like that. So yeah, we'll take turns, and I think I'll go ahead and start. Feel free to interrupt each other and ask questions or anything discussion. Like that. Yeah, so that it's not just us sitting here for like a few minutes each
talking monologuing.
You're saying that people haven't seen our YouTube videos and the pre-answer of impetus?
Judging by the YouTube statistics, yes.
You're telling me that they don't know who the legendary FP0, longtime veteran, old god of SMWC is?
Well, they will now.
Who is
FP0? The legend.
The legend.
Never heard of this.
The man, the myth. Actually, no.
It's me, the legend. It's you. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and start. I'm FP0. I joined the site back in 2006 or so, before the whole site wipe occurred. I got into ROM hacking because I saw a picture of like Super Metroid redesign, and I saw a picture of it, and I was like, that's not normal Super Metroid. And I was curious, and I was trying to
figure
out.
Mind blowing.
Yeah, basically. Because I mean, Metroid is my favorite series. Super Metroid's one of my favorites in there. And so I knew the layout pretty well, and I just didn't recognize it. So I was trying to figure out what they had done, and it kind of led me around to finding that ROM hacking was even a thing that existed. So yeah, I looked into it more. I found a site that was samus.co.uk, which I don't think their forums exist anymore. Their site may not even exist anymore. This was 2006.
It's a dynamic place.
I went and found the editor for it, and I just started trying to make a Super Metroid hack of my own. I failed horribly. Let's just get that out of the way.
Hey, everyone tries, shoots for the moon, and then it's like, oof, well.
That game...
I landed maybe in Proxima Centauri somewhere around there.
Yeah, basically. It's not an easy game to hack. I'm not going to take the time to explain why right now, because it's too deep.
I'm interested.
No, not now.
Aw.
Look, man, you want to talk about rooms blowing up, Lunar Magic? Y'all got that shit, like, real easy. But no, it's a very temperamental game to modify.
Yeah, we don't know how good we have it with Lunar Magic. It's
basically
Nintendo had to make Mario Maker to try to flush it out of existence.
Mario Maker is a lot of fun, though.
It is.
I do like it.
Yeah, but it's missing one thing:
slopes.
Don't miss Lunar Magic until they can.
Cursed feature. I don't know how they avoided it.
Ty Ty keeps yelling at Bill Trinan that he wants slopes.
Yes, just keep tweeting at him. Bound to reply. Yeah,
I wonder when Sega's going to come out with like Sonic Maker, because that's going to be a thing eventually, right?
Oh, wow, I can imagine that, because they have Sonic Mania. It'd be a good engine to build off of.
I want to see Zelda Maker.
I don't think they can. Well, they wouldn't, because
Zelda
is a little bit...
exists.
Well, they could, but think about Mario Maker. You know, a level is quick, simple, and done. Or can be quick, simple, and done. What do you do for Zelda? You make a dungeon? Dungeons are a little more in-depth. Now, if you do it like Zelda 1... you could probably make some dungeons that don't take too long, but I don't know. I don't think we'll see it, but it would certainly be cool, especially because they had that whole like 2D prototype Breath of the Wild that they showed off at GDC.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You definitely need to have the Nintendo eye for something like Zelda. With Mario, anyone can learn, get the basics of level design, but then like
Zelda's a little more complicated.
Puzzles and stuff.
Have you played Mario Maker? I strongly disagree that anyone can
play
the basics.
Well, it's a learning experience, except unfortunately everyone level gets they get their levels on the internet forever, so it's like oof.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's how I got into Super Metroid. But how did I get into Super Mario World? Well, at the time, I think samus.co.uk went down, the forums went down, so I had to go somewhere else, and I kept looking around for other ROM hacking sites, and I found ACMLM's board, which is... it has a lot of spiritual successors these days, but in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, that was the site to go to for ROM hacking. Maybe romhacking.net would be an equivalent, but that was where, like, everybody who was anybody for ROM hacking kind of hung out. And that's where I know a lot of people, even today, from. But so I found that, and Super Mario World is obviously more popular. I discovered that, found the tools for Lunar Magic, and started trying to do that, because Super Metroid wasn't working out. Then, out of that, I guess I found SMW Central, probably by following Kieran's signature or something like that at the time. And yeah, so that's how I found the site, and I've just kind of been around it for the last decade, being both staff and regular user, and now staff again.
And nepotism with your brother.
But yeah, so there we go. That's pretty much me. Other things, I put other hobbies down in our list. I do LPing on the side of my own, both video and screenshot format, and yeah, Wunderbar. I'm kind of tied to the computer.
I think we all know that feel. Virtual group hug.
At least I don't live in a basement, and I have, like, my windows open.
What so I wouldn't give to live in the basement.
I've only ever seen trees in pictures. I've never seen them in real life.
Like... Yeah. My basement is probably... I'm an American, so I'm using Fahrenheit here, but it's, like, probably 60 or so degrees, while my room is 93. So, quite the temperature gradients we have here. It's September, and we still have, like, 90 degrees outside. I don't know what's going on. It's climate change, my dudes.
Yeah. All right, who wants to go next?
Hold up.
Okay.
Same order that we started the podcast in, I guess.
Sure.
So, I'm Impetus, the forum team person who does forum teaming. Which is kind of a sort of a vague job, but it includes, like, dealing with, people spamming, people being really, really rule-breaking. Really rule-breaking, like...
You're kind of like what the old global moderator position used to be.
Yeah, but it's basically a team that's focused towards dealing with all of that, and, like, especially has the specific skill set needed to do all of that. But a lot of the people that are on global moderators still do that as well. So it's more just like a sort of a management thing to make sure that everything's running smoothly. We, as the forum team, we also basically work a lot in sort of the little jobs that you wouldn't really notice, like maintenance, making sure the Ziggy is up to date, implementing new site features that we need or improving things, that kind of stuff. I sort of forwarded the archival of a bunch of old forums and moving threads around and sorting all of that out. We used to have, like, a PR forum and individual promotions and stuff, and that was all really dead, but just sort of hanging around there. So yeah, we kind of deal with that kind of thing as well. But how did I get started with ROM hacking? I'll try to sum this up pretty quickly, because I could go on to, like, this really long tirade about how I was a baby. Playing with Legos, and I discovered my creative
side. Ah, yes, the root cause of everything,
Legos.
In this house, we all play with Legos.
As I side-eye the few Legos that I do have in my apartment.
All my Legos are in the basement that I am not stationed in right now. So,
so yeah, as a kid, I was a PC gamer, and two things quite, like, iconic of PC gaming back in the 2000s was Flash games, which I played a lot of on the internet.
Absolutely,
and Newgrounds. They were free, so I could get more games. It was amazing.
Newgrounds, Miniclip.
Yeah, Congregate was one that I went to.
Congregate, also, like, yes.
Yeah, like a lot of there was this one fan site that had like Sonic and Mario games and just like nothing but Sonic and Mario Flash games on the fan site. I don't think it exists anymore, which sucks. But like it had like
that. I think
that
a lot of those sites don't exist any longer.
Nintendo's yeah, reign of terror.
Had like all of the Sonic games, had the Sonic Character Creator, that Sonic 2 Advanced style Flash game. It had Mario Boss Remix. It had that Mario Tower Defense game. It also had Super Mario Flash, which I'll get to later. But yeah, the other thing with PC games is that a lot of PC games have level editors. And I pretty much really liked using level editors and stuff. So I was always making my levels for a lot of PC games. And then I started Googling Mario level editor because I had Mario games as well. And via the Mario level editor Googling, I found Super Mario Flash. And I originally joined Super Mario Flash forums. But Super Mario Flash isn't the best game ever. So I tried looking for Mario level editors for better games. And this eventually led me to Lunar Magic. So, and Super Mario World Central. And I joined just after the Great White. But I looked around for a very long time. And made terrible posts. And eventually I made two terrible levels, posts. One of which, two levels in my entire hacking career, one of which is the worst level in Super Mario World Central production, arguably, and the other of which won the vanilla level design contest.
You didn't make the Chateau of Winds or whatever it was.
Yeah, Shadow of Storms. It's terrible. Storms.
That's not
so I made Shadow of Storms. I didn't actually release any other levels, and then I won VLDC9. So that's my career in Super Mario World hacking.
You somehow managed to improve in between all that time of doing nothing.
The reversal of entropy.
Yeah.
When VLDC11 gets out, you'll be able to play the most mediocre level ever, completing the circle.
Perfect. Anything else from you?
Other hobbies.
True.
I like eating pizzas.
Pizzas or pizzas?
I like that that's a hobby.
That's like, well, it's more like my diet.
Food review.
What is your favorite pizza?
Four Seasons Pizza, which is a pizza with ham, olives, artichokes, and mushrooms, and it's delicious.
That does sound good.
It's an interesting assortment of vegetables. Nice. I hate the culture, largely in America, I guess, where pizza is just like, no one gets pizza with vegetables. It's like, come on! It's the good stuff right there.
Give me a Supreme.
Why would you want all those mushrooms, artichokes on your pizza? They're all amazing. Yeah.
I've never had artichoke hearts on a pizza, but I can imagine they'd be pretty good in the right situation.
Please have artichoke hearts. They're amazing. They need to be on all
the
pizza.
There's a really good pizza place that I go to here in Richmond every once in a while, usually if I can get to it between classes. And one of my favorites to get from them is a spinach and mushroom, but instead of tomato sauce, it's pesto sauce.
Oh.
With cheese on it, and it's just really tasty.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, that sounds great too. Pesto sauce is really good.
Pesto sauce is fantastic.
This is the kind of thing you don't get at Domino's or Pizza Hut.
I love pesto
with pizzas.
Yeah, with say gnocchi, fantastic. Top tier Italian food right there.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I love gnocchi. That's like the potatoy stuff, right?
The greatest type of noodle. Yeah, potato pasta. Yeah, it definitely helps that it's made of potatoes. If it was just regular flour inside of that shape, it would just not be the same.
It wouldn't be as good. But yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's good
stay
pizza.
Stay tuned for episode 10, where we're going to go to Italy and eat pizza for the whole podcast.
Yeah! Live blogging from Roma, Italia.
I like some of that.
My wallet.
What?
Yeah.
Is there a hole in it?
So, outside of SNWC, I'm a QA tester, which means I do video game testing. That's my job. It's terrible.
Yeah, QA, I wasn't going to say nice, because I've heard stories.
But yeah, I'm also interested in game design. That's like my career goal as a game design. Although I would settle for YouTube or journalism, because it's pretty cool to you.
I gave up on a game design track, honestly. It's mostly because the industry is not great.
I know it's not great, but I like
making
video games.
But I ended up going. I'm still in school, even though I'm old as shit.
Same. Same.
But
I'm almost done, though. Hopefully.
Although I'm 21, so it's still typical.
You're not that old. Shut up.
I mean, I'm a little bit behind in terms of school with like.
I mean,
I've taken
fine.
Some summer classes and also had multiple. Failures. Anyways, that's.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm right there with you.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, I failed college, which in the UK it comes before university. So, I just dropped out and was like, oh, I guess I'll do game testing. But like, no, I really want to, rather than join like EA or something and work for them, I want to get like money to start a company and do like a indie startup and hire people to work for me. But that's like a quite long way in the future goal, I guess.
Yeah, but it's not bad to have the goal, especially if you still want to do something like that. I mean, yeah. I like game design more as a hobby at this point.
Play up on some game developer simulator. It's a masterpiece.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be the next Notch.
Yeah. You don't want to be the next Notch, but metaphorically, yeah.
I know what you mean. I know what
Maybe
you mean.
Maybe you'll be the next Toby Fox.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's better, actually. Yeah.
Not nearly as lucrative, but much more well-received, despite the controversy, quote-unquote, that Undertale has by existing, apparently.
What else?
Well, it's mostly the fandom that...
I can't believe that
the game itself is great.
Lets you murder everyone.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Alright. Well, thanks, Em. Who's next? Who wants to go next?
I don't remember the order we went in at the beginning, but I guess I'll just go.
Rock, paper, scissors right now. Just yell out rock, paper, rock, yell out which one you want.
You want to do that? That'd be hilarious. Let's
do
it.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Paper! Excuse me?
Is that nothing?
I think I fell for it, so I should go first.
Okay, whatever. Let's just go.
People.
All right.
Skipping the best for last.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's the rules.
Well, I'm the little nooblet here, and with the reg date from 2014 or whatever. Yeah.
2008.
It's you know, I've been existing in and out of the sphere nebulously. I don't remember exactly where the ROM hacking interest came from. Obviously, you know, as a child, the whole Lego situation. And one of my friends introduced me to Minecraft, but that's 3D. That's separate. That's irrelevant. Before Minecraft, even, as Impetus is talking about with Flash games and stuff, in particular on Kongregate, there was this one, Platform Racing 2, and has no one heard of it? That was a classic. It's still up. They still have servers.
I feel like I've heard of it, but
yeah,
it's hard.
This
There's
man
so many
Jigman.
Flash games.
Yeah, and beyond that, obviously it has like a block grid thing, and the level design is quite extensive. Like, you can customize, you can build things from scratch. Pretty much every level is built by the community, except for the couple of campaign levels from the start. Like, literally a minuscule portion of them were built in campaign stuff. But yeah, and then
it's kinda
of course,
like other game, it's kind of like Trials and stuff like that.
Yeah, yep. You can make a level as expansive as you want or as thin as you want, and that kind of introduced me to that general concept. And then of course there's Mario games. Mario fan games. Mario Flash, I think I played that. I don't remember the names of the games, I just remember some higher quality than others. Yeah. Some a lot more user accessible. You could customize your own levels on those Mario Flash games. Those were the days, huh? Yep. And, let's see. So Lunar Magic, I played around with that at some point. I don't know where it came from. I had it. It just mysteriously appeared on my computer at some point in time.
This is your destiny now.
Yeah. And, I think it stemmed from just watching on YouTube. Like, Zeldara 109 had some interesting stuff that I would stumble upon.
Oh, Glitch City.
Yeah, Glitch City. God.
I remember, I moderated Glitch City at one point, or I don't know. She was on staff at one point,
yeah,
too.
Even more primitive than that, there was... you know, like automatic Japanese kind of levels where it plays out music and stuff.
Yep.
Those are true classics. So, I mean, that was one of the first times where I was introduced to the concept of ROM hacking in general, and again, it blew my mind. Like, wow, you can just modify games. I didn't even know of game modding really
But Brutal Mario is the one true hack.
Brutal mode.
2000s.
The Game Grumps were playing that at one point too. It's co-op with Markiplier of all people. Anyways, pardon me. Okay, still recovering from this cold. Yeah, let's see. So that was all about the Flash and the game design. So, YouTubers for sure. As you know, or you might know at least, I was mostly on the Talk House before coming back to Super Mario World Central. Both of these forums I've been only on since 2014. I don't know why it's only that recent. But yeah, I mean, Raukau is obviously the keystone here. You know, him playing all those games. Show me though. He was one of my first Let's Players that I watched, basically. We've had some good times.
I think I've been subscribed to him for, God, like 10 years.
Yeah, if he was ordered chronologically, it would be at the very bottom of the list for sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I give him $3 per month out of my own PayPal.
Wow.
Good old Patreon. They take a cut of that, so it's more like $1.60, but whatever. Anyways. Yeah, let's see. How'd I find the site? Yeah, I mean, SuperMarioWorldCentral.net was an affiliate to the Talk House. I think the Talk House is where I went first. So that's how that goes. It's like, cool, let me put an account on this forum, and I might eventually join this forum and be an active member. And that's where I came to be. Yep.
It's funny, for a long time, for at least a few years, the Talk House and SMWC were kind of like rivals.
Rivals.
Like, we were not nice to each other. Like, I found some old staff logs a few days ago or whatever, and it's like, just us making fun of the Talk House members or whatever, or like blaming them for things that are going on the site or whatever, like bad people coming over and messing with us or something. It's like, wow, times have changed.
A hilarious feud. Yeah, and speaking of,
it didn't even make sense, honestly.
That was like, I think the justification for it was like Talk House didn't like moderation standards or something.
It was something like that, yeah.
Accepting.
Probably something like that, yeah.
That's about like the most...
Like, oh, they're too snobbish.
It just seems so petty and pointless.
Honestly, that's the reason that Production 1 got finished, was because ASMT got finished, and we were sitting there waffling around with Production 1 for a long time, and it was kind of like, well, they managed to do a collab hack,
yeah.
Why can't we do it?
That's so the good kind of rivalry right there, where it's constructive and they are inspired.
What you're saying,
it wasn't constructive at all, it was basically like, how could those plebeians put together a collab hack, and us elitist SMW Central members not manage it ourselves?
Incredible.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that we need to send people to start up that rivalry again so we can finally get
finish CP2.
Production 2 out.
What I'm saying is we need to actually just like put Ivy, or not Ivy, Idle in a box and then never let her out.
Oh.
And then she can go vent in the Talk House, and then we'll have another person who's relegated to the Talk House and has a grudge against Super Mario World Central. They just keep piling up.
We'll hire somebody to the PR to be outreach, site outreach. They can also be relationship repair.
I think I'm in charge of relationship repair now.
Relationship repair.
It seems to be.
All right, here is your couples counseling. User MarioFan69 and PeachKisser237. You are going to have to reconcile with your differences. You can stop being prohibited from the forums.
Peach Kisser.
Listen, I'm trying to come up with names off the top of my head, alright? I don't want to name the names here.
At least go with Minecraft Steve XX. Or
Minecraft Hero Brian 32.
XX Sonic Fan XX. XX Shadow Rocks.
Well, anyways,
Shadow
back on track.
Edgy 69.
Like, I've been also... Super Mario Brothers X, obviously, that's a thing that exists. The Super Mario Brothers X forums kind of took the niche of being the freaking antithesis to the Talk House. Yeah, that's still ongoing. So people are quite up in arms about SMW hacking versus, Super Mario Brothers X modification with the Luna Lua and all that. It's interesting to see that schism there. There's some purists and some people who just don't like the Lua add-ons and would rather have vanilla. It's quite a dynamic. But yeah.
I think it's a matter of, like, you have too much, you don't know what to do with it, or you feel like you've been given a bunch of new toys and therefore you gotta try them.
Yep.
Especially if you've been restricted in the past. Or quote-unquote restricted.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's like... I kind of felt like that when I used it.
Seems like the same kind of difference between, like, Mario Maker and Luna Magic.
A little bit.
The one thing I really don't like about the Super Mario Bros. X is the gigantic screen size.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally four Super Mario World screens in one. But that can be changed. Like, there's tools to zoom in and have Super Mario World cameras, so that it's getting better and better.
Oh, that's neat. I haven't seen anything like that before. But yeah, I don't really keep up with the community.
Yeah, I'm in the code house and all that. I have too many Discord servers.
Same.
Yeah.
I have Discord servers I don't even look at, but I just haven't left them.
Exactly.
I don't even have Nitro, so I don't even have an excuse for half of them. I can't
I have
steal
a lot
their
of
emotes.
Muted servers.
Yeah, I have like six muted servers, and then a lot of them that I just touch. A lot of non-muted servers that I just touch on randomly, just to get them marked as red. It's like I'm semi-paying attention to them. There's one server in particular that's like, respond with this particular emoji if you want to remain on the server. It's like, all right, I guess I'll do that. Yep. They're a little particular about their members. But yeah, anyways, other hobbies. Well, as you all know, we're quite computer-bound down here. We all type down here, basically. But beyond that, I mean, as a kid, I biked a lot. I don't bike as much nowadays, but I still have somehow the cardiovascular strength to go a couple miles, so that's always fun. It's even better when you have a particular destination, such as Poor Boy Subs 2, where you can just feast at the end of your trip. Yeah,
and you can undo all of the progress that you made.
Yeah, basically,
there.
I don't actually need to exercise too much. I mean, my metabolism is way too high, but it helps with getting to bed on time, feeling more refreshed and stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
it's got the health benefits aside from that. Yeah. Good stuff.
Alright, cool. Alright. Thanks, Ivy. And Dan, you're the last one to go.
Sorry, I had to do a big yawn.
oh, I'm sorry. Are we boring you?
It is getting pretty late. Over there.
Alright, Dan, tell us about your exciting action-packed life that just completely drowns us a little bit.
Well, because you asked so nicely... I won't. No, I'm just kidding.
Oof.
All right. Go on.
Go on.
Okay. My name is Dan, as you might know. And how did I get started with ROM hacking? That is a good question. It has been a while. So I think when I was playing games, I actually had an SNES, I had Mario All-Stars, I didn't even own Mario World. And I was just playing through the games, SMB3 was my favorite, and while I was playing, I was thinking, wow, I really want to make my own levels. So I kept playing, because I had no access to the internet whatsoever, I didn't even know what that was at the time. But I knew I wanted to do something like it. So years passed by, I kind of stopped playing the SNES and eventually got a PC, and the first thing I did, or one of the first few things I did, was look up how to create levels. So I looked up level editors, Mario, level editors in general, and I found a bunch of them, and we're going back to the Flash games again, because those were the only ones that gave you level editors, pretty much. So I played around with them. Most of them were Mario related. I remember on some site, I think it was Miniclip, that was a thing back then.
Yep.
There was this game where you control a penguin, and it had a level editor where you can just place down obstacles, bombs, goal points, whatever.
Club Penguin.
Say, speaking of penguins, how about Super Tux?
Super Tux.
Club Penguin.
Club Penguin.
No, it wasn't Club Penguin.
It's not Club Penguin.
It was something.
No,
like,
but speaking of penguins, Club Penguin was the first game on Miniclip.
Was that on Miniclip?
I feel like it was its own thing, but I don't know. I never did anything with it.
I had a Club Penguin subscription. I think I still had Card Jitsu cards, which was this trading card game for Club Penguin somewhere.
Well, didn't they shut it down? I know the site's dead.
Yeah.
They finished, they shut it down.
I know.
So whatever you had, it's gone. Probably. Anyway, the game was like a top-down view. You have this grid you could build on, was top-down, or you saw it from the sides. It wasn't your typical platformer, because everything was on one screen, but you get the point. You basically had to go through a maze and get to the goal point. It's kind of... It might be familiar to you. I don't know. So I kept looking, found Mario Flash games, probably that Super Mario Flash or something like it that lets you build levels. But I knew from playing that, I knew this isn't the real thing. I want to keep looking to find something a little bit more official, to get that feeling more that you're actually making a proper Mario game. And then I found the site where Lunar Magic is originally hosted.
Fusoya's Niche.
And I looked around and was like, what is this? This looks like a Mario game.
This looks like the real thing.
Well, I didn't play Mario World ever at the time, so I was like, what is this? This looks pretty neat. It looks like it has a lot of features. So
yeah, I think I too had never played the game. It looks like Mario.
So I looked at the screenshots tab, and then I saw the screen with Mario Brothers 3 graphics, and I was like, oh my god, my dream has come true.
Yes.
So I looked around, and then I downloaded the editor, and I was like, okay, what do I do now? How do I open things?
Little did he know he needed a ROM.
I think I tried to find a ROM for like a week straight, because I had no idea where to look.
It's quite an obstacle for the budding young internet goer.
I think in 2005 or 6 this was all happening. I think it took me like a week to find one. I had no idea where to look. But I eventually found it. I opened up Lunar Magic and I pretty much saw the original game. I was like, okay, where's the SMB3 graphics? I want them now. And I couldn't find them. I was like, what the hell do I do?
Where are the graphics?
And I think it took me a year to figure out how extra graphics work, so I didn't get to that.
To be fair, this was 2006. It was a dark time. Extra graphics were still a novelty.
It was so difficult.
Not an expectation.
I could not figure it out. People kept explaining me how to do it, and I just couldn't understand, and people actually got frustrated with me.
And like,
I remember that very
actual Mario Brothers 3 had like no editing. It still is really under-equipped for that stuff.
The NES version.
I don't like the NES version. I mean, sure, it's pretty much the same game, but all I was saying is
that the NES version is actually modifiable. Like the SMAS version is not.
Well, they found ways to convert NES code to the All-Stars version, didn't they? I mean, that's what people have been doing for custom levels.
That's Ursanio's domain, but I don't really know it myself.
There's some guy on YouTube that does this, but as far as I know, he asks for money.
I think it's easier to hack the GBA remake.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I haven't seen anyone do that, but...
I know you can spoof e-reader cards.
To load custom levels?
Fantastic.
I'm not an expert here, so I'm not really sure. I might be talking on my ass.
Mario Maker before its time.
I hope it happens one day. Where all stars
GBA hacking seems like a really fun thing to do. Like, in general.
I know one guy who is like a GBA hacking assembly wizard.
I think they did it with Yoshi's Island for the Advance, didn't they?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I mean, I will assume that it's similar to SNES hacking because they have similar hardware. But I might be wrong.
It's a bit different, but yeah. He can basically do anything that you want him to. It's incredible.
The only thing it's missing is a proper sound chip. I think that's it. They don't actually have their own sound chip for the GBA, I heard.
It's different.
It's really bad, that's what it is.
That's why the music is a lot more washed out. Not washed out, but you know what
I mean. I think it's more like... I don't know, I think every game almost uses the same instruments because of it. Or something similar.
I would imagine what it is that the game probably handles the sound on its own.
Yeah.
Like, either it has a sound component or something like that. I don't know. I don't know GBA hardware. I don't know hardware in general.
Me neither.
Yeah, I can't do low-level stuff.
I'd actually like to celebrate because we've gone through some entire introductions without mentioning the laser suit once.
The what?
The laser suit?
Laser suit.
The laser suit.
Who could forget?
Oh, I did find that, though. I did find the video of the laser suit, and
I remember when the laser suit was uploaded.
Oh, I found it randomly. I was just browsing around, and then I saw it. It was like, I kind of already knew that it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still surprised, like, hey, I want to do this too.
Which fun. Channel was that laser suit originally on?
Let me see if I can remember the name. Yeah. I think it was K Phoenix?
My goodness.
K-Phoenix. I think that's the name.
The other Phoenix.
But this is literally 10 years ago.
Yep.
Time flies.
Well, he looks for that. Any other parts? Anything else you want to say, Dan?
Well, that's kind of how I got into ROM hacking. How did I find the site? Well, I think when I started hacking at first, I found ACMLM, which is now long gone. Or it still exists, but it's dead.
It exists in splinters. Board 2.
Let's just say it wasn't my favorite place to be. I was kind of despised. But I think through that, after ACMLM was kind of going downwards, I found SMW Central after the Great Wipe in 2007. This was like a few months after it was reset.
Mm-hmm.
But unlucky for me, there were some people, administrators, from ACMLM roaming around there as administrators. So that didn't last long. So I talked to a few admins and sorted it out, but you know, let's just keep it at I wasn't a saint, so I didn't last long in those years. But years went by, and now I'm here, and everything's good. Everything's all right.
Happy go lucky.
Yeah, I don't really remember much about how I found the site. I'm pretty sure it was through ACMLM, so you know, I can't really say too much about that.
Okay.
As for other hobbies, do I have them? I enjoy making animations, preferably 2D sprite pixel art animations. So basically the old Newgrounds pixel art animations you saw. One of them being... what truly inspired me was Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom.
I remember that.
By Randy Solom, creator of Video Game Director's Cut.
Yep. I remember that stuff.
He was my idol back in the day, and I was so sad at the fact I just heard that Randy Solom passed away.
Really?
This was a few years ago. He passed away, and when I read that, devastated.
Remember. Okay, for a few years ago, I do remember that. Yeah.
Man, I was devastated. Like the guy that got me into animation is no longer here.
The one that always stuck out to me was the whole Super Mario Bros. Z series.
Oh, yeah. Alvin Earthworm, yeah.
Just because how, well, it's, you know, it started out rough, but by the end, by the time he stopped working on it, it was just so intricate.
I think he's working on it again.
Yeah, there was new intro of some sort.
He remade episode 1 completely.
I saw that.
I don't know if I like the first rendition better, but the second one is of higher quality, that's for sure.
We'll see what comes of it if he's able to keep going through. But it's been well over a year since that came out. So
yeah, I hope he one day just decides to finish it. I'd love to see the end of the series.
Yeah.
Animation. Other than that, just video editing, filming in general. I'm currently doing my internship right now, where I get to do a lot of filming and editing.
And have no time other than doing internship.
Hmm.
And have no time other than doing your internship.
Yeah, my internship is taking up a lot of my free time, so these weekends are holy invaluable to me. They are my best friend at the moment. But thanks to my internship, I'm actually learning a lot more than I've ever done at school, which is what everyone would say. It's fun.
Sounds about right.
If you're looking into getting into filming, video editing, animating,
it's like,
just do it.
it's kind of like a learning a language or anything, really. If you're a lot more immersed in it, you'll learn a lot more.
Yeah.
Like going to the actual country rather than just learning in a class.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I hear that. Thing,
go balls first and you get immersed. That rhymes,
the thing
baby.
About animation, the thing about animation is all your creativity can be converted to your own world, pretty much. You can create your own world.
Yeah.
Where anything happens. If you've got... How do you say it?
Excuse me, but I did that as a kid with Legos.
Okay, well, Legos is a good
and
start.
Minecraft.
Also that, yeah.
No, so, but, like,
but
if,
I know
if
what you mean.
If you've got a creative mind and you can actually... If you're really good at converting your thoughts into a real thing, you can actually create some amazing things. I'm really bad at wording things. My apologies, but you probably got what I'm saying.
Do you do 2D or 3D? I do
2D.
Okay. I've never seen your art, as far as I can recall, so it's like, who?
Well, I don't really draw. If I have to choose between drawing and, you know, animating sprites, it's mostly
right, yeah.
Sprites.
Sprite sort of deal, yeah.
I do want to learn and make my own pixel art and kind
and
of work
course,
with that.
You've been branching into
the
3D sphere.
We have a new sub forum for that, Dan.
Hey, I'll check that
you
out.
You can go and check it out.
I will. Thanks for the tip.
SuperMarioWorldCentral.net.
Thanks.
You for will. Anybody I'll check who doesn't, it out. For anyone who doesn't know how to get to our website, if you don't know our site and you've sat through the last hour, good for you.
Wow.
You can go ahead and click on that about information on the channel, and that'll show you right there.
You go to Google, you type in Super Mario World Central, and then, I don't know, look around.
But yeah, the pregame here, Dan is also showing off some other, like, 3D animations, so it's like a jack of all trades.
Am I?
I would consider that art, but, I mean, I guess it's subjective.
3D can be art?
Like, the particular type of 3D animation that you were making.
Oh, the other... Oh, the thing I showed before. All
yeah, time. Yeah.
Yeah, well... It, I mean,
the thing he said he wasn't going to bring up.
I can bring it up. I'm just not going to bring up everything before.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not making porn. That's... He's not...
No.
Making,
yeah,
it sounds like we're implying that, but no, it's actually like no. like Garry's Mod type stuff. So
Garry's Mod. For those that looked at a lot of Garry's Mod videos in 2011, 2012, it was kind of the year for Garry's Mod. Like, a lot of people started making them, and it kind of raised in popularity.
Things like Gravel Poot and Painous Cupcake, YouTube
that
classics.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. It's really random stuff where their faces are all deformed and their
Team Fortress
animations are like
assets.
Three frames, yeah. TF2 assets, all that kind of stuff. I'm actually working on one of those videos with a friend of mine, and it's... At the moment,
it's a trip
it's
to the past,
done, but it's a trip to the past. Yeah. It's already the funniest thing. There's no logic in it, but for these kind of videos, you really don't need logic.
You don't.
That's the best part.
It's absurdism. It's fantastic.
So once that gets finished, it's probably going to be uploaded on my friend's channel, and I'll link it in the Discord somewhere because that's the best place to put it.
Indeed.
Well, very cool.
Are we done with the intros?
I think we're done with the everything for the most part. Thanks, Dan, for all of that.
No problem.
This has gone way longer than I thought it would.
I figured,
oh, this is the first episode.
Substance.
No one's gonna have anything to say because we don't know each other very well. But turns out that it worked perfectly fine,
even with the couple like 30 minutes in advance waiting for a certain someone to show up.
I wonder who. Don't worry.
Yeah, IV, be on time next.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. That was all my fault. I'll take the fault.
I was too busy biking. In the future, we will probably have other segments, because our main probably won't last an entire half hour or 40 minutes, however long it did, such as like just generally talking about like what we're playing lately in terms of games or maybe some other site-related stuff.
And there's a crossed out category
like
called
about,
time filler, in which
or like things. Yeah, talking about design or whatever. But yeah, I think this was pretty good for a first episode.
This is a great capstone.
We opened up and we were all like, "This is going to be awful." But let's just do it anyway.
I say capstone. That sounds like the ending, but I mean it in the beginning.
I had full confidence in this. I knew it was going to be perfect. I believe.
I'm glad one of us did.
Honestly, I was pretty hyped. I just had a general feeling of excitement. I didn't actually have expectations, so this is a nice. this is a nice result.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why I kind of said like we should just go straight into doing the podcast because I thought it'd be fine like this, and I'm glad that it didn't work out. That means I'm not responsible for failure.
Like we have this tiny one-page outline.
It's all on me.
And it's like this. That was enough. It's perfect.
Because like if this was awful, it would have been all on me.
But yeah, so that was the first episode of the SMW Central podcast. Maybe we'll come up with an actual name for it, but this is, I don't know, whatever. We still have
the Smoocast.
No.
No.
Maybe.
That's not terrible, actually.
Not again.
Super Mario World Central production cast.
But yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody. And do you guys hear the music coming in? Do you hear the music?
I hear that's some pace music. Fading in.
Wow.
Exponential fade.
It's very good. It's very
incredible.
Good
I am sticking up my thumb.
I do not light my thumb at you, sir.
I give it 4 out of 5 hearthstone cards.
Beautiful. That's some good music. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, all.
And this will probably be about bi-weekly or so, or every 2 weeks. So we will see you again next time. Take it easy.
See you next
time. Adios.
Later.